What now I am going to help you understand this within the overall approach that we have studied, there are certain essentials that one need to keep in mind, the marketeer need to keep in mind for growing the business, growing the rural business. So here there are various again frameworks or the models are being offered. So first is the 3I model or integrated, innovative, inclusive growth model. As the name suggests, we will get into understanding that one, your business growth model should look at having all this thing, all the three aspects included, and share the profit with the strata of the society whom you want to serve, strata of the rural market you want to learn, you know, serve as your product getting accepted and all. Integrated marketing, essentially, you have to have your marketing plan which is working with other functional areas, that is selling and distribution, etc., which should focus on first creating value among the customer and then look at product acceptance, then the brand awareness, etc. Innovativeness is very prime in rural marketing. Just replicating the urban product, just replicating the way to sell this, just replicating the marketing communication used in urban market may not work. Here you have to become aware that, you know, this rural consumer live different life, therefore they have different orientation, taste, etc. So you have to see that, how can you tap the value. So many companies have done that, you know, Godrej, there is a refrigerator, mini refrigerator, which doesn't use power. So you see, like Philips has once upon a time introduced a radio which doesn't require battery or any electric power. So this kind of innovativeness is required. And inclusiveness, when I say, you have to make them part of your growth model. You make them, either consider them to be your local distributor, consider them to be promoting your product through mobile van promotions, etc., or they go on your behalf in heart and put up your product stall, etc. Create that way, an inclusive win-win model. So this is one of the way that you can grow your rural market. Example of bottom of pyramid vis-a-vis this innovative 3I model, okay, wherein we understood 3I model as integrated, innovative and inclusive growth model. There are a few examples. Quickly, I will say, I will not be getting into the depth of it. You can refer, they are illustrated very well in the book. Project Shakti HUL, long back, HUL realized that only way they can grow in rural market is making them inclusive in your process. And then they identified the strata of the society who's yearning for, you know, some kind of a recognition and a money. Okay, they want to contribute in the welfare of their small or say joint family. So they decided to tap the power of women, freely available women. Okay, and then they trained them and appointed them as a Shakti Amma. Now their role is go house to house and introduce company product as if you are giving a solution to their problem. Dirty hands leads to germs, and then when you eat with dirty hands, you become sick. Life boy. So likewise. So they trained this Saktima, then she gets a stipend, etc. And then they go and do this. Overall, it has achieved. Shakti Amma contributes 10% margin of the product she sells, and she earns that as an incentive for her. Okay. Another one is DCM Shriram Group, Haryali Bazaar. So they create, they participate, they make the rural agents, the rural representative participate in various bazaar proceedings happening across rural market. Tata Chemical, Tata and Kisan Sansar, they have taken a bid to improve the life of the farmer, okay, the family together. Agri store named Aadhaar. So Godrej started this as an initiative where various agriculture inputs are available to rural farmers. So these are those 3I based growth model various companies have included in their bottom of pyramid approach to rural marketing. Another initiative by HUL is to include now the men in their ongoing program, Shakti Amma program. So they created a program called Shakti Man. Now, that gave that power to the person participating, you know. And they invited the Shakti Amma's family member to become Shakti Man. Now, as a result, and they offered them the bicycle as a mode of this thing. So, this person, male member, can probably go farther using a bicycle and create a more widespread coverage of the product. So, this was some of the example under what we understood 3I. Coming to, there was another approach for the growth of rural market is IDI approach. This is innovate, deliver and involve model. Some of the parameters are more or less same. Here the focus is on to innovatively introduce your product. Now, innovation means do not just bring your urban product to rural market. Create a required, adopted product as per the rural need. Now, that's where the companies who are into healthcare solution, or they have done a lot of things, like including FMCG. They have developed sachet as a this thing, or a smaller soap which is otherwise not available in urban market. Even the new business model you have in the urban market, FMCG, and then the distributor, sole selling agent, wholesaler. No, here the different model, like local distributor, you know, the van operator, they all are part of the distribution strategy, and they also collect money. So various ways, you have to be innovative. You have to deliver your goods in a such a manner that it leads and reaches to the rural consumer when they want. Last mile connectivity has become very important. And as a result, you have to think not only last mile connectivity, availability, etc. So then that was a challenge that you have to overcome and involve. Make them part of your growth story, and that is possible by involving them, you know, in either your product development approach or making a partner in your distribution, or get their help for the promotion, etc. And by doing that, you are creating a next level entrepreneur, you are creating next, your improvised distribution, last mile connectivity, various ways. So this is IDI model. Next model is a PRA model, participatory rural appraisal model. Here, community engagement is very important. The participatory word is very important. Community has its own structural balance, you know, where there is somebody who's an opinion maker, he's an influencer, people of that community look at him and replicate the way he lives, the what he uses, etc. And therefore, doing a participatory way of product promotion, product introduction, reaching communication, etc., became fundamental. And not only that, they even started with product development, etc., also by bringing the community opinion makers, influencers into the product development stage. So that's a community engagement, co-creation. Again, that's a participative approach. Together we make things, you know. So understand what is the value by talking to your stakeholders in the rural market, and then how can you co-create, use part of the material which they manufacture, or offer an artisan chance to produce your goods, etc., or collaborate and make them rural entrepreneur for your distribution challenges, many ways, for production also, subcontract, you know, outsourcing the production, etc. So that's a co-creation approach. The empowerment, you need to really prepare them, and that is possible through skill development, for which you have to have the training, you have to have your support for skill building, etc., available. You have to train the local retailer to do business, to grow business, you know, those kind of things, the selling technique, using the technology. Today now, companies have introduced their system, ordering system, using WhatsApp, even in the rural market. So the distributor doesn't have to wait for the salesman to come. You order what you require through WhatsApp. Companies are now introducing their own distribution portals. So you see that for that, you require to constantly train them. So that's the participatory rural appraisal model. So we have understood various growth models under marketing, rural marketing. And now there is another one called 4P model, which is nothing but the 4Ps of marketing mix, but tweaked as a growth model out here. So place is foremost very important. Now companies have to search for an unconventional way to distribute your goods. So your even retail outlet has to be unconventional, and therefore you cannot emphasize, insist on too much of an identity, too much of an area restrictions, expectations, etc. Make your village shop, make your mobile one, and then let the mobile one go from village to village, or have some direct to consumer connect, etc. Or utilize the regularly held hearts. You know, generally in the rural market, every fortnight, weekly, monthly, the hearts are getting held. So place is playing very important growth driver. Come to the product, here you have to see that you not only meet the need, you adopt your product and create a right value for that rural customer who has a different expectation. Yes, he wants convenience, he wants comfort, he wants kind of a life, style depiction, but in its own way. Value for him is different from the urban consumer. Price must reflect the income level. You have to keep the income level of the rural consumer in mind. Be open to flexible pricing. Lower the better, but lower not in terms of 100 gram soap sold in urban market at 10 rupees, here you sell at 8 rupees. It is an entry point. Allow them a small but multiple consumption. So that's why, or provide a bulk discount. Even that companies are trying so that consumer can probably buy in bulk, okay, or a smaller quantity that I already told you. So that way companies are finding ways to keep the price in the acceptable trajectory. And the promotion, very important, you require a grassroots level marketing, and therefore the local events, local cultural gatherings, etc., community gatherings, etc., you participate in that and create your communication which can go viral from one person to the other person. So that's another aspect. Now we have to understand primarily what is the difference between urban versus rural marketing. On the left hand side are the key dimensions on which the difference exists. Okay, I will briefly touch base upon. Philosophy itself is different. Urban market believes the philosophy is to innovate, create a relationship, and then you have the integrated marketing communication. While in the rural market, this may be required, but the growth is through co-creation. Making them part of your inclusiveness is very important in the marketing philosophy. Customer view. In the urban market, they seek design, they need uniqueness, they need fashion, lifestyle depicting product. While in the rural market, it's just the value for money. Goal of marketing among urban customers should be market share and profitability. While in the rural market, it's the growth in the market, market expansion, market share, of course. And first initiate image building, brand awareness. In comes the development strategy. You have limited this thing of publicity. You go to CSR. That is more than sufficient to create your positive image, your belief in the brand, etc. While in the rural marketing, it is not just the CSR. It is partnering with government so that you get a larger reach, NGOs, so that you get a belief, the trust passed on to the rural consumer. Private organizations today, you have to tap whose presence in the rural market. That's how the growth in your business will come. Research-wise, you require sophisticated research to reach out to your urban consumer. They are okay with the Google Form link, SurveyMonkey link, or SMS, etc. But in the rural market, you have to have a simple personal research methodology. So one-to-one is very important. Focus group, etc. also is very important. Technologically wise, urban consumers are more technology savvy, but rural are not far behind. They are catching up. However, due to various other constraints, you have to still consider that they may not be as savvy as urban consumer when it comes to technology usage. Segmenting and targeting, there are many parameters. In the urban market, you can consider them to be on a lifestyle and usage, while in the rural market, you have to start with demographic, geographic, and maybe the user need, etc. So that way the segmentation, so there are various parameters on differences exist. We will get into understanding the rural boom in very simple manner. Many points are self-explanatory, but as you can see that India's population is growing, though the rate of growth has slowed down. But look at that, in 71, the rural, this thing was comprising 43.8 crores to 91.5 crores as of 2023. Agrarian prosperity is really growing. Today, farmer is doing multiple crops. commercial crops, thanks to government initiative, knowledge, training to them. Funding availability has increased. Bank gives loan easily. Okay. More commute, but faster commute between rural to urban market has become possible. Literacy level. Farmer now doesn't want his kids to be necessarily farmer. They don't mind him to be farmer, but he should learn certain things, you know, graduate minimum, etc. And various remittances which is coming. The rural youth who has gone to urban market earning is sending money, or somebody has gone abroad is sending money. So a lot of fund which is coming in. Land tenure system, government has done a lot of legal changes. So land tenure has now become a powerful catalyst to the rural growth. Improvement in the farmer income. They are, as I told you, various reasons due to which their income is growing. As you see that currently the government is working in doubling their income as a motto. Okay. Various infrastructure, Pradhan Mantri Sadak Yojana and various other road connectivity, that golden quadrilateral, east west and north south corridor roads, etc. I have spoken about rail connectivity and various things. So these are the reason why rural market is booming. We will get into quick exposure of various cases. And this is not that need to really explain point by point, etc. I will be brief on this. Very popular and a very major success story is Project Kan Khajura Tassan. This is done by Hindustan Unilever. They started a channel, radio channel. It's a, like a private radio station, okay, in various parts of the rural India. Idea is that here, combine entertainment with marketing. So what the guy has to do is, when he's like, you know, seeking an entertainment, the guy has to just give a missed call. And when you give a missed call, in return, you get to hear a popular song. Between the song, the messages of the product and services are revealed. So likewise, they are able to connect with that rural masses. Okay, so that's a approach that Hindustan Unilever has taken. So you see that content covers Bollywood music, a brand advertisement, RJ will talk to the rural people, share jokes, shairi is like, you know, he provides educative content, etc. So many ways that are being tried to keep the rural population engaged with this channel. Colgate Palmolive, Super Shakho. Okay, so they have developed a program called Super Shakho. And under that, what they have done is provide a dental care, at the same time facilitate the use of toothpaste, move away from tapkir and, you know, that powder based you know, mouth cleaning agent to toothpaste by offering them pouches of the paste, etc. Create a content, do the road shows, provide samples, posters. Popular, they screen up a film in the night and in which their advertisement come in between, etc. So what they do is, they have identified villages and within the particular radius, they do and create this Super Shakho related promotional activity, and thereby they are able to do. So 66% of rural households still use non-dentifrice products like ash, charcoal, etc. I told you, like husk and all. So how can you move them away and start making them use produced specific product for the dental care? And that's why Colgate is succeeding by doing such kind of thing, and their market in the rural is growing. HUL and Dabur have taken a technology route. Now you see that their Project Shakti, they have introduced the technology. They have given Shakti Amma and Shakti Man, a team of people, a smartphone. Smartphone has a designated software. This, through this software, they can place an order, know the inventory, receive payment updates and many things. And about promotional schemes which has been floated, etc. The communication is instantaneous, which Shakti Amma and Shakti Man can inform the retailer and provide him the benefit and thereby grow the business. Dabur has done into taping the rural folk through the sample promotion, and for that sample promotion, they have again used the technique of digital this thing, where the word of mouth is the way to spread, and that person has to just say the other guy, "Kare, you send this SMS, you get this free, etc." And that's how they tried building word of mouth, viral marketing, to their best using ongoing technological revolution, which makes the viral marketing possible. They do health camps across the school. They provide Chyawanprash samples. They provide toothpaste. They conduct the rural beauty pageants, etc. Healthcare, seminars and healthcare camps are also being organized, etc. Dabur has also provided mobile phones to their shops, rural shops or mobile one people. As a result, they get to see the complete demographic overview of the market, and therefore they can also plan which market to go, how to tap the potential in each locality, etc., and improve their coverage, etc. So over 2 years, Dabur's rural strategy saw doubling the village under their coverage. You know, it has grown now. They have covered 30,000 villages. So this is an inclusion of technology and improving your rural reach. ITC Chaupal, a very fantastic initiative, when they realized that the internet is reaching, you know, the remotest part of the country, they created this initiative called eChaupal. Here, the member who becomes a part of the eChaupal, you know, like he gets the computer screen installed in his house. Rural people are allowed to come there and obtain necessary information. Under this, you know, the Sanchalak or that lead farmer, he has computer through which ITC releases weather information, market information, price information, demand supply gap, etc., so that the farmer can on its own decide where should he go and sell his product and get a better yield for his effort. So this is the way ITC is trying to help. Now ITC is creating a use of it for the reverse marketing. So now for seed, fertilizer, etc., to be supplied to farmer, farmer can use the eChaupal model where ITC will benefit by pushing their products. So this is an eChaupal framework. This is just a photographic representation. Nokia's low-cost handset initiative. Nokia has developed a specific handset ranging from 1,500 to 5,500. And this handset is distributed across the rural market people, targeted people. Okay. And it is provided to them as a life tool where through this mobile handset, again, Nokia also tries to pass on agricultural information, educational information, and help rural people to decide what is in their interest. Okay. So here, you know, this various services are chargeable, but they are very low key, 30 rupees to 60 per month, and you yield the benefit far more than what you pay for. Dabur has got into a partnership with Indian Oil. Now, Indian Oil has almost 1,500 plus outlets where they have even shops, you know, as a part of their outlets. Dabur has tied up with there. So through this outlets, various products made for the rural market, anything, dental care, skin care, hair care, will be sold. And now they therefore are able to reach wider rural market. That's the advantage that they get. So you see, the company has to be innovative. One part is, I told you, you have to be innovative in every and everything that you do. Airtel has tapped the telecom revolution in rural market, and Airtel offers Motorola handset at just 1599. There are a few other brands also nowadays offer, and their prepaid can be in that area be as low as rupees 10, so that the person can start and can add on as and when required. But this keeps him connected, so this keeps the brand connected with the rural population, and as and when the benefit starts yielding, the guy will increase his prepaid subscription. So that's the power that Airtel tries to step. So you see that using that, many brand which has rural customer to engage, cigarette, pan, textile, have gotten to that bandwagon, and they are popularizing, and using that they are reaching the rural consumer. Already, like, as a 55,000 retailers in Bihar and Jharkhand that they have empaneled, and now 5,000 more cigarette and pan sellers to include, and this number will change even between I am recording today and you will watching it year after year. Figures are dynamically changing. So that's the power. Mahindra, another leading brand, Mahindra tractor especially, they launched the product called Super Turbo 951 DI tractor. Now they wanted to create an awareness about this tractor having a new technology. The moment there is something new, change is always resisted. Now Mahindra wanted to overcome this, so they identified opinion leader. So this opinion leader could be Sarpanch, the opinion leader could be the richest farmer in that area. After doing that plotting, they got into providing them free ride, they make them use the product for some time, and then you buy that tractor at a probably a better rate than probably the showroom price, etc. And when this farmer starts using, others see that people asking, how's this tractor, the word of mouth and viral communication yielded them more inquiry and more sale. So that's the power of doing things differently. Dabur India has launched a unique branding and sampling initiative. Now Chandi Mela, you know, so there's a Mela, like you have a Mahakumbh. Amazing initiatives are being in place. I think you should start Googling now about various brand initiatives at Mahakumbh. I remember even about 10 years back when I was with one of the activation agency, we have done Lifebuoy. What we were doing was, on a roti, there was a message, did you wash your hand? And the moment it strikes the person, he has immediate access to the Lifebuoy washing station. So there you go and wash your hand. And when you do that, you get the free sample, etc. So likewise, we had that, you know, the woolen cover, ear cover, that was installed with the pre-recorded Bhakti Sangeet and in between. So that was a little 10 years back. So at that time, the service is like you have to dial 121 and, you know, download a song for which you are charged something, etc. So at that time, we promoted for Vodafone. So see, amazing, even things today must be happening differently. So you must, like Dabur has stepped the local events, you know, to really spread the awareness and utility of their product. Today, many brands are doing that. So that's about Dabur India. So with this, we complete this chapter on market, rural market environment. Thank you.